Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our 40 Days of Hope. We are at day 32 as we have continued through these 40 days, looking at particular passages, drawing out the comfort and the hope that God intends for us to have. I'm Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew, and joining me today for our passage from the New Testament is Pastor Mark Tiefel. Mark, what is our passage that we're going to be taking a look at today?
Yeah, Nathaniel, we're going to look at Galatians chapter 3, actually two verses out of there, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. These verses pair well together as one thought. We're going to read from the New King James today. And that those passages read, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." You know, Nathaniel, the reason we chose to do this series on 40 Days of Hope is people are, having to deal with stay-at-home orders and a lot of uncertainty and a new routine and schedule and a lot of unknowns. We wanted to just remind people of some of the simple truths of hope that are in God's Word. And I wonder, in the last couple months, as we've faced a lot of these challenges, how many of us have gone back to our baptisms for comfort? And it's probably not a place that we often turn to. Baptism is seen as a very beloved tradition in the church and a very good practice. But do we always pay attention to the blessing that it is? I wonder if we miss things sometimes when we don't remember that. And this passage really highlights how amazing baptism is. That it's not just some simple ritual that you do with a child or just some symbolic aspect of using water in connection with God's word, but God promises real and substantive blessing through baptism. And I just love the way this passage portrays it. And it's one that I turn to time and time again to remind myself of what I have as a baptized person in Christ. But the first thought being a son of God. The passage here isn't talking about sexism where it's excluding women, but it's talking about having the right to be an heir of God. And in that culture, it was the firstborn son who received the inheritance. And that's what we are in Jesus Christ. Verse 28 is going to go on to say, it doesn't matter if you're male or female or Jew or Greek or anything like that. You are all believers, are all sons of God in the fact that they get the inheritance through Jesus Christ. And verse 27 tells us exactly how that first happened for us, and that is that we were baptized into Christ Jesus. And the very comforting thought attached at the end there to the passage is that those who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And just such a comforting thought that I am clothed with Christ. It's like a cloak that I can put on and nothing in the world can get through to me. No attack of Satan can overcome me. No pleasure of the world is more fulfilling or lasting than what Christ Jesus has done for me. He protects me. He clothes me. And as we think about moving forward from Easter here in our church year, the word for put on Christ in this passage is the same for the word that was used in 1 Corinthians 15 when it talks about this body must put on immortality. What a beautiful thought there, that connecting our baptism with the promise of the resurrection that we have in Christ. Tell us some of the thoughts that come out for you in this passage, Nathaniel.
Mark, I appreciated very much that you brought out the fact that a lot of times baptism is just simply seen as a beloved tradition. It is a whole lot more than that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This is something that has God's promise connected to it. There was an older member of the congregation that I served here that when I would go to visit him, he would have his baptism certificate mounted and hanging on the wall above his bed as a reminder that he had been baptized into Christ. Christ had his righteousness had clothed him in that baptism, and it changed his life. It meant everything to him. And in order to really appreciate what baptism is, what God does through baptism, it's helpful if we back up just a couple of verses into Galatians in verse 22. There Paul says, the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. The reason that we need baptism is because we're sinful, because we deserve the judgment of God. We have disobeyed him. We have rebelled against him. And God has solved that problem of sin through his son. And through the sacrament of baptism, he washes that sin away. And in place of the washing away of our sins, he gives us the righteousness of our Savior in its place. This is not something that we should view as simply just a tradition that has been handed down from one generation to the next. This is God's gift to sinners, the washing away of our sins, the putting on of Christ and his righteousness in our place. Not something to put down, not something to misunderstand, but something to greatly treasure and value. You want to close us with prayer?
Yeah, let's pray. Lord Jesus, give us confidence and trust to believe and to hold on to the truth and validity of our baptism in your name. When we are confronted with dangers of both body and soul, lead us to that comforting assurance that you have washed our sins away and you have given us the free promise of salvation, that from our earliest years, Lord, you have sealed this promise in us by the Holy Spirit. Keep us away from thoughts that detract from baptism or that lead us to think of it as a vain ritual. But help us to treasure it and lead us to use it to strengthen our faith and to increase our confidence that nothing is more powerful than the grace that you have shown us. When we are distressed, when we feel anxious thoughts, when we are afraid of things in our lives, bring us back to those comforting and assuring words that as many of you, as we're baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Clothed with you, Lord Jesus, and nothing we confront or come across will harm us or rob us of our faith. Give us that confidence and that assurance by reminding us of our baptisms in your name each and every day. In your name we pray. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.